How you been?
Good. I was just glad to see your name pop up on my schedule.
You know, it's like bad pennies. They always end up showing up again, don't they?
Yeah, coated with green stuff, you know.
Yeah, and I am, yes. Wow, this is so nice. Been a while. I was at your show last year over at the Stafford Center. You know, it's really so cool to watch how somebody like yourself, who's been in the business a while, really develops one heck of a show. You had as much of a show between the songs as you had during the songs.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate that. It's fun at these intimate venues, you know, to talk to the audience, which you can't do at the as easily at the bigger shows. And I have some funny stuff that I love to share, and every now and then there's some, you know, spontaneous exchanges, and I love it. It's you know, we play hard and you know, really give it all in the songs, but in those intimate venues in between, it's so laid back that you can relax and, you know, just have a real connection with the audience.
Man, you had that audience eating out of your hand, too. And it's a fabulous show. If anybody who hasn't been to see Clint Black lately, you need to go. It's going to be Thursday, the 22nd of September, Stafford Center. Man, you're the bomb still, and I love that. The music that you do, of course, speaks for itself. You have some new music out now, too. Brand new album, eh?
I do. It's On Purpose, and it's the first one in 10 years. I wrote all the songs, produced it myself, played almost all the electric guitars, and even played slide guitar for the first time ever. It took about 6 years to play those.
Wow.
It was so hard. I could never do it live, but I was able to really pull it off in the studio, and it was really satisfying.
Well, you know, you always struck me as kind of an experimenter with your music, first through the words, because when you first hit the charts, I mean, everybody was just wondering about the cool play on words that you did with all of your songs, and that was so cool. But, you know, instrumentally speaking, too, I mean, you just seem to be kind of an experimenter.
Yeah, I think that's right. I felt like I wanted for my entire career to be an exploration of all of the country styles I grew up with, and also bringing in outside influences that could sometimes be country, like the Eagles or Bob Seger. You know, Bob Seger, you know, that Night Moves album would be a country album today. And so, you know, bringing a lot of those other influences and blues influences, you know, my country roots go all the way back to Jimmy Rogers, you know, and then you know, the country rock stuff, which Lynyrd Skynyrd would be today.
I think your upbringing, I think where you grew up, too, had a lot to do with it, because for anyone who doesn't know, we have a lot of younger people coming to our format here every day. And for anybody who's not familiar with Clint's work over the years, especially the early years, you were influenced from the vantage point of Katy, Texas, and the Houston area. For several years now has been kind of a confluence of different musical styles. So what you just expressed there makes all the sense in the world to somebody like me. And it was always interesting to see what you were going to be coming out with next. Tell us a little bit about the new album.
You know, it's 14 songs. And it's kind of aggressive in the way that my, you know, country rock songs always were. I pushed a little harder on it, but I also have the backstop for me now is so much further, you know, in contemporary country. And so I didn't go nearly as far as artists are going today. I don't think there's any real pop influence or, you know, nothing rap in there, but it's a more aggressive rocking album, I think. Of course, my perspective is kind of skewed, but it's a really, really fun, and in some ways it's rocking hard. You know, there are a couple of ballads on there that are really, really special. I think the biggest thing that I would point to is the seeking of wisdom to put into the songs. You know, as I search the world over and for understanding, you know, I'm looking harder for the truth you know, about whatever I'm writing about.
Sure.
And saying things that have some, you know, truly deep meaning for me that might touch other people in the same way. One of the songs is dealing with, you know, disease and cancer. It's called Stay Gone, which has one of my all-time favorite verses I've ever written. You get away with murder, steal sanity from the sane. You rob the lives of moms and dads and children all the same. You never face your trials or you'd be somewhere doing time. To the end of days and kingdom come, not a soul would ever mind.
We don't always hear the hand when it knocks on the door to let you know what's coming there and then. You can slip in the dark and find your way under my skin. And your band of demons just move right in. Then you come to stay and you find your way into every breath I breathe. But I fought you and I beat you before you got too deep. And I know that there'll be more of you bound to come along. You rob the lives of moms and dads and children all the same. And you never face your trials or you'd be somewhere doing time. To the end of days and kingdom come, not a soul would ever mind. But you come to stay.
Got Lisa involved too, don't you?
Yeah, Lisa, new duet, You Still Get to Me, which is another true love story. We're coming up on our 25th anniversary, and
wow,
She Still Gets to Me, and you know, there's a line in there, you know, I know your secret, it's easy to tell. It ain't what you're wearing, no, but you do that well. you can put on anything, pretty dress or old blue jeans, and you still get to me. Of course, you know, everybody knows she's a beautiful lady,
yeah.
But the person inside, she's so special and such a wonderful person. She's made me a better person, you know. She's really kind of raised the bar. And I thought I was a pretty good guy, but, you know, when you want to be a really good guy in a great lady's eyes, you have to try a little harder.
That's so, it. Well, hey, it's clear you married up, and that's to your credit, pal. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Aim high. That is so cool. This is so good to see you touring again, and you're putting a lot of miles on the bus for sure, but you're due in at the Stafford Center on Thursday night, September 22nd, and you youngsters who have been moving over to Country Legends here over the last year, year and a half, this is definitely the show you want to see. The show last year was just outstanding, and of course, it's a great place to do a show like this. Let's go back to the Dome a second. I will never forget this story that you told me. This was back when I was at Brand X. You were in the studio for we were just visiting, and you brought your guitar along, and we had a great time. And you were telling me the story about how the percussion from your band was ricocheting off the walls of the Dome, and you were wearing the earpiece, and it just, I don't know, I guess you had to readjust your math when it came to
you're playing with two different drummers. And one of them's playing the same song as you, but he's a little behind. Yeah, you know, and it's not just the Astrodome, but they actually did a lot of correcting on that, and it got better and better over the years.
Wow.
But a lot of those big venues you play, you know, you're hearing your song back, you know, 200 or 300 milliseconds after you play it. And, I mean, it really takes some concentration to not join that other band.
Yeah. And, I mean, just, I don't know how you did it, but you did it beautifully.
It
because
crazy.
I'm one of these guys where, you know, I'm not ADD, I don't think, but man, a distraction like that, I would have caved.
You know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. Oh, you know, I've been doing this long enough now. I've gotten the focus down. If you see me up there playing and I'm not smiling a lot, I'm focused. I'm concentrated. That's what I'm doing. So, and, you know, they don't want to hear me playing with that other band who's running behind.
Right.
You better get this right.
Hey, let's talk for a second. I don't want to get melodramatic on this, but you have, in your career, worked with some great artists who are no longer with us. Let's talk for just a second about them. If you could have let's get them back for one show. Kind of a concert. Who would you love to work with again who's no longer with us?
Oh, boy. What a list that is. Mm-hmm. You know, if I had to pick one, it would be Merle Haggard.
Yeah, yes.
Was hands down my number one pick if I could only listen to one country artist, you know, the rest of my life. You know, Merle is the reason I wanted to be a songwriter, not just a singer, but I wanted to write my songs. And I miss Waylon. You can go back before my time, you know, and, you know, they got a really great band in heaven, you know, so there are people I never got to meet.
Get to me. still get to me.
You still get to me.
You still get to me.
Father of what, a 15-year-old now?
Yeah, she's in high school, 10th grade. She's learning to drive, which is awful, Dan. It's awful.
Oh, I know.
I tell you. You know, I didn't mind learning how to drive, teaching someone how to drive. And today, with all the texting and everything, it's crazier than ever out there.
Oh, I know.
But she's a great kid. She's got the music gene and the acting gene.
Ooh.
She loves to dance. You know, she's good at math like I'm not. you know, she's... It's a wonderful thing, you know, 25 years of marriage and our 15-year-old daughter who's just...
Bless her heart. You know, bless your heart. Bless Lisa's heart.
Yeah, thanks.
That is so neat. That is so... Well, I just sent my baby off to UT here and for her freshman year, and it's going to rip your heart out. But you know what? There's nothing greater than to see your children grow up to become... individuals.
People.
Yes, to become people.
Yeah, I always congratulate people when they get a kid off of college because that's no small feat, you know. To get a kid through high school and then interested in continuing their education.
Oh, man.
You know, it's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, congratulations to you for fighting all those little battles you've had to fight along the way. You are still standing. You are a real icon in real country music. And your show, that again, this is going to be on Thursday night, September 22nd, Stafford Center, Clint Black in concert. If you missed last year's concert, don't miss this year's concert because it's phenomenal. I love the work you do. You know,
even
I always have.
Better.
There you go.
Well, last year's concert was nothing. But I will tell you this. We've added a new member to the band.
Oh, have you?
Since last year. And he's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays fiddle, banjo, mandolin, guitar, lap steel, dobro.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's filling up some really, really great spots on the show.
And he's ambidextrous too. How about
yeah.
that?
And he sings. Yeah. So the band has grown a little, but the new addition is just a marvel.
What's his name?
Jason Mowry.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Great.
So the show has changed up a little. We're doing some new songs, mostly hits. And we do that song of Waylon's I recorded on the Delectrified.
You know what? I still love that album. That is just the coolest album.
Thanks.
You know, that had to be a leap of faith you took when you did that one. But, man, I still get a lot of pleasure out of listening to that one. Delectrified. If you ever see that somewhere, go ahead and just get it. Put it in your collection because it's to my mind, if you're going to do a list of essential albums to own, that's one of them.
That's the one. If you ask me, you know, it's Killing Time, Electrified, mm-hmm. and the new one On Purpose. I think are what do you call it? Pinnacle works for me.
Yeah.
Electrified has one I said I do on there, but it also yes. has other guests: Bruce Hornsby, Kenny Loggins, Eric Idle, and Kevin Nealon are on there.
Man, that is
Steve
awesome.
Warner, Marty Stewart, Waylon's on there. You know, I recorded a great Marshall Tucker Band song on there.
Your work, you know, your body of work is just amazing. And someday, what I'd like to do is in about another 10, 15 years, have you come into the studio and we'll sit down and we'll talk about the entire body of work. And then we'll devote the last 5 minutes of the 2-hour special to, okay, what do you got planned next? We'll do that. How about that?
That'll be great.
But the new album is On Purpose. That's the title of it. And it's available now, right?
It's available now. Good. It's we're all... Great music is downloaded.
excellent. Excellent. Clint, you know, man, it's just, you know, I hear your music on a daily basis. We play it all the time over here at Country Legends. And watching you on stage last year at the Stafford Center, I'm sitting there just kind of beaming, saying, man, I can't believe I know this guy. He's just too cool. And you keep it fresh. You keep it relevant. You just, and the courage that you have to do some of the things that a lot of artists pass over because it's just easier to get up there and go through the motions. I'm glad you're an original all the way. And man, we Houstonians, we love you.
Well, thanks. Houston made me what I am.
Well,
I one of the great things about Houston was, you know, you could work every day playing somewhere, and
yes,
that's not true everywhere you go. No. You know, Houston supported live music in a way that I can work 5 nights a week and twice on Thursday through Sunday, you know.
There you go.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I bet it all on good, run a bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play. It doesn't matter anyway. I bet it all on good, none of bad luck. 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I bet it all on good, none of bad luck. 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
For all the good, great work, Dan. That means a lot, and appreciate your help and support with the new music and the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and you're so generous with your time. I really appreciate that, Clint. Say hello to the family. And
I will. You know, I told my manager when they brought your name up, I said, "Well, I'll do anything I can't get out of." So, yeah.
You're awesome. You're awesome, my man. Take good care of yourself, and we are so looking forward to seeing you on Thursday, the 22nd. Safe travels and everything, and have fun along the way, my man.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I'll see you there.
You betcha. God bless you, pal.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.